Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
Well, good morning, Cameron. I appreciate you calling in this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. A little chilly down here in Orlando, and I hear you're up in Atlantic City this morning, correct?
Yes, it's very chilly here. A little more chilly than what you're dealing with, I think.
You know, I live in Florida for a reason. It's supposed to be warm, and it's not.
Oh, darn.
Well, you know, congratulations on the title.
Yes, thank you so much.
My pleasure. You know, there she is, Miss America 2010, Caressa Cameron. How surreal is it to hear your name with the title Miss America?
Oh my gosh, it's one of those things that's hard to even put into words, and even still, it's hard to put that moment into words after watching it on video and realizing it in the course of starting my journey and doing this job. It's one of those things that you work for, and you hope, and you pray, and you hope, and you pray some more. And then when it actually happens, you absolutely cannot believe it. So I feel extremely honored and extremely blessed to have been given this position.
So do you sleep in the crown?
No.
Well, everybody said,
right beside you, though, on the nightstand. It's too far away.
Well, you know, they said Sean Payton, when they won the Super Bowl, he actually slept with the Super Bowl trophy that first
night. Oh, that's awesome.
How was the Vegas experience for you?
It was a lot of fun. You know, they really rolled out the red carpet for us. And one of the things that was the most exciting is when we went to go visit other hotels or to do appearances at places, when we would walk down through the, I don't call them, like little makeshift streets that were inside of each hotel, the excitement that the people that were there actually had, and they're waiting for their state to walk by or the state in which they used to live to walk by, and they're yelling out, hey, where's this one? Where's that one? And then when I see them up. So it was awesome to have the energy of the people around us there who were rooting for us and wanting us to do well and being in a city where dreams can come true. So it's absolutely awesome, and I had a great time. I told Art they probably should change the slogan of the pageant to Making Dreams Come True for 53 families, because I know that there were 53 families out there that had the time of their life. It was vacation time for them.
Well, I know that y'all are very busy out there, and one of the activities that I was fortunate and happy to attend was the ribbon cutting over at Westgate Resorts, where all of you came in.
Yeah.
How'd that come about, do you know?
Well, it came about actually because the Siegel family donated some money over the summer to the scholarship program. We had the pleasure of going to a little event, dinner-type thing at their house when we were out there for our outstanding team, and they are true supporters of the Miss America pageant, and so we wanted to go and show support for the success that they are having. So that's how we ended up being at that event.
And that was a beautiful property, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know it's been whirlwind experience in only your first month as we go to press. What have you been up to right now? And of course, you can plug the Super Bowl too. And have you been accumulating all of those Miss America miles?
Well, you know, accumulating the miles is one of the things that I do well. I don't mind flying. Actually, my job as Miss Virginia, I think, well prepared me for this job as Miss America. The only difference is I used to drive myself from one end of the state to the other. Sometimes I would drive myself to Tennessee, Kentucky, wherever the job would take me. So I'm really good about traveling, so that's okay for me. I can sleep on a plane. I can sleep just about anywhere. But some of the most exciting things, absolutely the Super Bowl was the most fun that I think I've had in a very, very long time. So it was awesome to be there and experience, you know, the Super Bowl, because a lot of people never had the opportunity to even be allowed to bid on the tickets. I didn't know it was a bidding system. That's how you get tickets. They kind of like draw a number, and then you have the opportunity to get tickets if you want to. So that was fun, but I think the most excited about today, this morning, getting to go to the Children's Hospital, because that's going to be a lot of my job, being the National Ambassador for the Children's Miracle Network. So I'm excited about going to visit this hospital. That's going to give me some drive, some encouragement, especially going into next week and promoting the National Pancake Day at IHOP, and all those proceeds will go to the Children's Miracle Network. So to be able to have some fresh stories to tell on the radio and the media and the people that I meet, to encourage them to donate money to this worthy cause.
And of course, very commendable. I talked to Katie about that, you know, a little bit earlier with Children's Miracle Network, and had the pleasure of meeting them out in Vegas during the Miss America pageant.
Yeah.
Yours was not a quick journey to the title.
No.
You actually kind of spent a little bit of time coming through this. Can you tell us a little bit about that journey on your way to the title of Miss America?
Yeah. It was a journey that took me four tries. It took me four tries to become Miss Virginia, but I knew that through this organization, even as just a local title holder, I would have the opportunity to make a difference. And that what my main goal was with this entire thing, is that I wanted to impact my world somehow, whether it be a little bit at a time or whether it's a lot at a time. And so that gave me the drive and the energy to continue to compete, because it wasn't necessarily about winning a title for me. It was about the journey. It was about the experience. It was about the community service. It was about my ability to try and make a difference and have this world make a difference in my life. And so I completely embraced the experience. I embraced the process, the friends that I was able to make through the competition process, the self-growth, being able to help me in regular life through job interviews and knowing what looks right and what doesn't look right on my body, and I learn all of that through pageantry. It's been an absolutely fun experience. I can say that sometimes when you set your eyes on something, especially like the title of your Miss State or your title of Miss America, I will say that it is disappointing when you don't have the results that you want, and especially when you feel like you've given it your all and there's nothing else that you possibly could give. But I think the advice that I would give is to keep being the person that you are, so that at the end of the day, win or lose, you can say that you did things that made you proud, you did things that made your family proud, and you didn't lose yourself in the process.
And looking back over videos, as you yourself have done, and those of us who were in the auditorium with your parents, obviously your mother was very overwhelmed and overcome, as well as your father. Has the reality even hit them yet?
It did at Walmart. My mom called me and said that when she got back to Walmart, because Virginia got hit with a massive snowstorm last week, so they got home just in time from the Super Bowl to go do some more shopping for the next winter snow that was coming on Wednesday. And she said that she was walking through Walmart, and someone goes, "Oh my gosh, that's Miss America's pageant." I mean, Miss America's parents. And someone else pointed and was like, "Oh my gosh, that's the tennis shoe mom." Because I don't know if you noticed on the video, she's wearing white tennis shoes when she walks up to the stage after my crowning in her cute little cocktail dress. So I think they're starting to get it that people even know who they are. So it's a lot of fun.
And send her a whole case of Scrippy pens for her.
So, oh, yeah.
she'll be doing the autographs out there.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like Katie, I originally met you at the fashion market. What's it like attending one of the industry's largest events from the fashion side?
That is absolutely awesome. To go and see the process from the time that, you know, people are going to shops and they're buying, and also the trips that the designers come and they launch their new lines, and the see the live fashion shows and some of the showrooms. That was one of the most awesome things that I've ever had the pleasure of doing, to see the design process from the beginning and what it takes to actually bring an entire line to fruition, to what we see in stores and what we have the ability to buy. So it was awesome to have the opportunity to be there, as well as get some of the stuff that I needed for my competition. So it was great.
And did you work with anybody in particular while you were at market?
Well, I worked with Sherry Hill on the design of my gown. So she supplied a wonderful gown for me, and I was very excited about it. And I think it's something that I hope to have and wear for a long time to come, because it's something that I really love.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you pulled the color well. Was that your idea?
That was my mother's idea, actually. She was the one who decided that yellow would be a great color for me. And she was like, if it's the right yellow, I really think that you can pull it off. So I really wanted to get a gown that was yellow. So I was really excited that she was able to come up with something in yellow. And this year we also will have the pleasure of having Stephen Garrett be the official designer of all of my gowns this year. So maybe he'll be able to come up with some fabulous creation.
He probably will. In fact, he had designed my wife's wedding gown about 10 years ago.
Actually, yeah?
Not about 10 years ago, 10 years ago in January.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations.
Now, is there any, let's say, trainers or people that, you know, you worked with as you were coming up through the state level that really kind of helped you kind of say, this is what we want to do, Caressa, this is what we think will help you out?
Yeah, the Miss Virginia organization has a wonderful prep team, actually. People who specialize in helping us get ready. Wendy and Elaine were tremendously instrumental in that process. As well as my state ED, actually. He works at the VA, and he works with the kinesiotherapy department. And so he was calling and giving me exercises and helping me with my physical training and that aspect of it. So the Virginia department and the delegation was very helpful with me in regards to my preparation for Miss Virginia. And then, of course, there are also people, you know, who call, or you'll sit in and you'll have mock interview with, and they give you advice, and some things you can take and some things you can't take. You kind of have to have the shopping method about it. You got to take what works for you and leave what doesn't, and try to shape and mold yourself into the best competitor you could possibly be on that level.
Right. Now, aside from the pageant perspective, I believe you've competed in another aspect of the glamour industry, such as modeling.
Yes, I did. When I was younger, my mother and my aunt put me in the Barbizon program. They thought that it would be cool for me to do something that would teach me life skills, it would teach me makeup, it would teach me etiquette. It's so much more than just a modeling program, which I think is something that a lot of people don't know, because I'm 5'4". So a career in the modeling industry wasn't actually something that I knew was going to happen for me. But it was an opportunity, a six-month course that gave me life skills that are absolutely unparalleled. So I had the opportunity as a result of that to go to IMTA in New York. And I competed in the talent portion of that competition, and I actually won. So that was my first big national competition, international actually.
And IMTA is large. But you not only competed, did you not return as a chaperone?
I then later returned. Last year I returned as a chaperone, which is absolutely awesome, because you see those girls going through the exact same thing that you went through, the same nerves, you know, and thinking that this might be the one big shot that they can have to make it big or be on the next big TV show. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, IMTA has been the launch pad for some of the most amazing, incredible actresses and models and singers in the world. So it's awesome to be in that arena and actually to be on the other side. But I think it's a little bit more nerve-wracking, because when you're in a competition, you have the ability to control what you do, control what's going on. But when you're on the outside just rooting for the people that you love, mm-hmm. sometimes it really is nerve-wracking, because you just want them to do well, but you have no control over what's going on. But you just sit and you wish them well. So I have no idea what it must be like to be a pageant parent, friend, or follower, because that has to be absolutely big nerves.
And as myself, who attends the New York IMTA personally, it's a large event, and it is pressure packed.
Yeah.
Now, kind of going back to your event.
Yes.
Let's talk about the twist in the telecast this year. What was going through your mind when your sister delegates were asked to choose the final finalist?
You know, I thought that was one of the most amazing opportunities that the girls had and that we had, because we had the opportunity of spending the entire 10 days with these girls. We also had the opportunity of meeting each other in Orlando. And so we knew what it takes to be Miss America. We knew what we've laid on the line to even be where we were. So I think that it was only appropriate that we had the opportunity to vote someone in that we thought should have the opportunity to continue advancing, because we know what it takes and we know how hard these girls have worked and we love each other. So I felt that was awesome, that they kind of put the power in our hands for a change.
Mm-hmm. And I agree. Have you received any advice from your Miss America predecessors?
Oh, absolutely. After the pageant, I was overwhelmed with the amount of love from my Miss America sisters, the offering of phone numbers and tips and advice and email addresses. So we've already been keeping up with one another and sending emails and chatting. And so I'm excited about the relationship that I'm going to have the opportunity to build with these amazing women. It's almost surreal to know that there are only 89 women so far that have had the pleasure of having the exact same job that I have at this very point in time. So it's absolutely amazing to think about. So I'm excited about getting to know them and who they are, more than just what I know from pageant trivia or what I know from what I've seen on tape, but actually to form and develop a true and real relationship with these women. I'm very excited to do that.
And I know you're off to the Children's Hospital today, working with CMN and a lot of the other sponsorships, you know, that you're obligated to do. And there are many wonderful causes.
They were actually, one that's really, really exciting is Artistry has come on, and they were a major contributor to our scholarship organization this year, as well as being the official cosmetic sponsor for Miss America. So that's exciting. And then BSW has completely fitted me with fabulous shoes for the year, so that's awesome, because I'm a big shoe girl. And then I have all of my clothes provided to me by Joseph Ripkoff, which is awesome because they travel well, they don't require any ironing, and that's something that you don't have time to do when you're traveling 20,000 miles a month in the air.
I can't even imagine. Every year I talk, and we talk about the miles, and it's really got to be draining. And at the end of the year, as it comes to a close, wow, it really has gone by so fast.
Right.
At the end of the year, you know, we'll be talking again throughout the year, but at the end of the year, when we look back on your year of service, what do you hope to have accomplished?
Well, I hope to have been the best title holder that I could have possibly been by being the National Ambassador for the Children's Miracle Network, but also I want to promote my personal platform, and that being of HIV/AIDS advocacy and education. I want to hope to be a role model for my generation, one who can promote positive choices, healthy choices, making self-respect and self-worth a cool thing. So that's what I hope to accomplish. I hope that people see in me the attributes that they think are of a good role model, one that could show them that volunteerism counts, one that could show them that making healthy choices in regards to all things that you do counts, one that encourages goal setting, all of those things. So that's what I hope to leave behind, and I hope that I make a difference somehow, and that would be enough for me. You know, everything that I do to hopefully save a life, and not only save life through going green, which is one of the things that Miss America wants to do, or save lives by raising money to the Children's Miracle Network, or save lives by promoting healthy choices. That's what my main goal is, to save a life somehow. And if I've done that one time, then that'll make the entire 365 days worth it.
And we wish you the best of luck in that endeavor. Any final words of wisdom for our readers and, obviously now, our listeners?
Yeah. Well, from a competitor's aspect, I would say to all of the young women who are competing in this organization to keep doing it, to keep trying, because you are Miss America to someone, whether it's on the local, national, or state level. So to always be that face to somebody, because you may be the only contact that someone ever gets with a Miss America. So always carry yourself in that manner. Keep trying, because there is a possibility that this dream will come true for you, no matter if it's your first time, your fourth time, your 15th time. It could happen for you. You never know. So I think these are some of the most amazing and extraordinary women in the entire world. So constantly remember that you are the cream of the crop. To the supporters of this competition, I would say to them to continue to support this organization. We would not be able to run without the volunteers, without the fans, without the people who have laid their heart on the line for the young women who compete in this program. They are the very blood of the veins that make this organization work. So we are so thankful to them, and I want to encourage them to continue to be involved, and also to be uplifting to the title holders. A lot of times we've experience some negativity, and so I think it's good to have a good, strong structure and background from the people who support us. So that's really important from a supporter's aspect. So that would be the advice that I would give both the supporters of pageantry and the contestants.
And thank you. And again, we want to wish you the best throughout the upcoming year. Safe travels. Come down south and see us a little bit. Let's say springtime.
Oh, yeah, please. Absolutely.
I'm sure we will cross paths many times. Give everyone our best in Atlantic City. Again, a positive hello. Great job on the telecast. I think everybody is in agreement that it went very smoothly.
Yeah, it was wonderful. It was a great program. TLP, I think, did a great job. The Planet Hollywood was very gracious to us. So I'm excited that they wanted to have the opportunity to, you know, just be a part of this scholarship organization and to show America what we really are about, what we can do, and what we as competitors, what we as organization have to offer.
And that the industry is just as relevant today as any time.
Oh, absolutely. And especially, you know, in a world where education is so important, and being that the Miss America organization is the largest scholarship provider for young women in the world, it is relevant now, if more so than ever, you know, because we are at a point where it's a necessity to get a graduate's degree, an undergraduate's degree, and Miss America is affording young women across the country the opportunity to do just that.
Chris, again, thank you. Give everybody our best, and we will talk to you
Absolutely.
Soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much.